Success isn't given, it's earned. And earning it means becoming the person who deserves it. The bottom line is where we cut through the chaos to simplify success, uncovering the strategies, mindset, and resilience it takes to win. Real stories, expert insights, and practical tools. Because the only way to the top is by putting in the work. This is The Bottom Line.
Welcome to The Bottom Line. I'm your host, Ryan Herpin. And today we're here to talk about the power of relationships in business. It's such a big topic. There's a lot of power here. And today, to help us unpack that, I am joined by a very experienced realtor, a great friend, and someone who's also a part of one of my networking groups, Mr. Aaron Hunt. And I can say he knows a thing or two about building trust, relationships, loyalty. And there's so much to unpack here. Aaron, it is such a pleasure to have you here. Thank you for joining us.
Hey, it's a pleasure to be on today, Ryan. I appreciate you having me.
Absolutely. And as the name of the show would suggest, I like to get right to the bottom line. I want to give our viewers the most meat possible from that beautiful brain of Mr. Aaron Hunt. So to start this, really, what role have relationships played in building your business over the years?
Well, it's really amazing to me to look back and see how one introduction leads to another. That really helped mold me into who I am as a person and a business person, and ultimately brought me to this exact spot that I'm at now in business and life, and then actually sitting here with you. There's been people that I've met over a decade or two ago that you don't even know that are the reason that you and I are together right now. So it's really funny how that works. And I could string together the genealogy, the exact genealogy for lack of a better term on how we got to this point, but it's really interesting how that works. And I think your question might allude more to networking and business generation. And that's really the bread and butter of building your business, because you never know how a simple introduction or relationship can lead you to your next client or customer, or even take your business to another level. So I guess the moral of the story is, you know, just treat everyone the way you want to be treated, and show genuine interest in them, and learn how you can help them.
See, I find that so true and so powerful at the same time, because you said the genealogy, right? And when I look back and I think of when I really started diving into networking groups and really trying to grow that network, it is unreal how those connections have played out for bigger things. Becoming an author, being on TV, and ultimately having the show was all through the power of networking. So I couldn't agree with you more. It is so vital for business. So how do you balance that professionalism and authenticity when building new connections?
Well, I would say be an authentic professional. You know, I'm kind of joining those words, but I think those two words really go hand in hand. If you stay true to yourself and your values and don't pretend to be someone that you're not, personally, I'm not a big kind of rah-rah, hardcore sales guy, and I don't really pretend to be. I don't like those guys, and I'm guessing that most people don't in general. So it's kind of funny that I don't like sales guys, but I am one. But that leads into how I treat my clients and prospective clients. I try to be more of an educator. I try to shoot straight, be honest with people, tell them what they need to know, which may not necessarily be what they want to hear. And I've lost some business over that over the years, because my competitors might come in and say they can do something that the market's not justifying. And that's okay, because I sleep good at night knowing that I'm going to do my absolute best for my clients and I don't give them any unrealistic expectations.
You know, I think there's something really, really important with what you just said. And I know I've had to learn it the hard way throughout industry, running businesses, dealing with clients. And it's when you are authentic, professionalism is kind of a key aspect of that. But at the same time, when you build those relationships with authenticity, you don't have anything you have to remember. There's no lies to cover up. There's no, oh, what perspective did I give them? What narrative did I provide for them to think about me, right? So there's a lot to that. And I think the balance that's really there is just when you genuinely care about serving your clients, your customers, it's pretty easy to turn those into authentic real relationships. But that does lead me to my next big question here. And I know a lot of people out there are just not really built for the world of sales. Like you said yourself, you know, not big on salesmen, but kind of have to be one yourself. But there's a lot of people that struggle in building those strong relationships and really getting involved in networking. What would be some good advice for someone who's struggling to really build those strong networks?
Well, that's a great question. I would say, just like the old Nike slogan, just do it. You know, get out of your comfort zone. No one's ever scored a touchdown from standing on the sidelines. I'm kind of an introverted extrovert. That's the term I created for myself. Maybe it's you know, out there in the stratosphere somewhere that somebody else created. But I tend to recharge by being around other people. So that's kind of the extroverted side of me. But it's more so people that I know. I don't tend to get excited around being a lot of people that I don't know, but you kind of have to do that to be able to expand your network. So I really think that's an obstacle that anyone can overcome with some time and persistence and commitment, and it really pays some big dividends.
Yeah, I could not really phrase that any better way. The Nike just do it is pretty perfect for this, because it's one of those things. Growth doesn't come from comfort zones. You can't expect to be good at something unless you try it and fail at it sometimes. And networking is one of those things, you know, an extroverted introvert. I find that to be so relatable. I used to be very, very introverted, but over the years, as I found the necessity for networking, for sales, for building those real relationships, I've become a lot more extroverted. And it's just, it was their necessity, but now it's become such a normal part of routine and business. And the fact is, just because it's scary or uncomfortable doesn't mean we should stray away from it, because you never know what relationship could take your business, your life to a completely different level. I know if I wouldn't have met a few people, I certainly wouldn't be here today. But I also knew from the day that I sat down in a B&I meeting, and I heard you speak, I was like, wow, this guy just seems really hard to not like. He's just kind of a natural networker, natural leader, especially in one of those settings. So it's interesting to hear that you talk of yourself as kind of an introvert, but I am a little bit curious. Over the years through networking, what are some big things you should avoid?
Things you should avoid?
Yeah.
Things you should avoid in networking. I would say, you know, just being around people that maybe want to detract from you, they want to pull you down. You know, a lot of times networking can be, and for me as a realtor going in, and you go into a room and it's full of your competitors, and there's maybe one or two businesses that want to try to get all the real estate business. And so you're in a room full of competitors. Which, you know, from time to time, it's good to maybe meet someone in your industry, learn some strategies, iron sharpens iron. But more often than not, you want to be around people that can send you business and not necessarily your competitors. And sometimes your competitors can send you business. So I would just avoid maybe staying away from people that are negative, and then try to find people, like I said, that you don't know. Sometimes that's uncomfortable, but that's how you expand your network. So I would really just try to focus on getting out of that comfort zone a little bit, being around people that you don't know, but that could really expand your network. Being around businesses that are in contact with the types of referrals that you want to be on be in front of on a daily basis, but they're not competitors.
Ooh, I've definitely got to highlight a little bit of a gem that's there. There's a topic you just touched base on that is so powerful, I can't look over it. And it's referral partners. You touched base on that, you know, and networking. Ideally, you're finding people that are going to put you in front of your target clients, your target customers, and prioritizing those relationships, especially the relationships with people that are a little more positive and genuine about their pursuit success. You know, iron sharpens iron. That's a great term to use, because You know, something I bring up when I'm in several of my keynotes, as well as when I'm mentoring people, is the people you surround yourself with are either going to be a weight or a cage that holds you down, or they could become the wings that lift you higher. And I feel like it's the same thing when it comes to networking. So finding those referral partners and really building those relationships very intentionally, you could significantly change the growth of your business and your success overall. So while you've been doing this, what are some of the easiest ways to get connected with referral partners? How do you find them?
Well, luckily, you know, I say luckily, it's been some work. You know, we're in an organization that's geared toward putting you in front of people that can help you grow your business, which is BNI. And so I found that that organization that's highly geared, highly structured toward you know, putting you in a group of like-minded people that can help you grow your business, that's a great one for me. You know, there's also maybe less structured organizations such as chambers of commerce and whatnot, or maybe your university has a networking group in your area. So you might want to start with some of those, but you know, can't say enough about BNI. We keep coming back to that. And so if you can get involved with the local chapter, or just even pay it a visit, see what you think of it, would definitely highly recommend that.
Yeah, I could not agree more. You know, that there's just so many opportunities out there for networking and to find those referral partners. And I'm so glad you touched base on those. You know, this is so far has been so much value. It's kind of crazy to think about, because a lot of this seems so simple, and it really is, but that doesn't make it easy. And we can go back to that same old adage of, you know, growth doesn't come for those comfort zones. So if you really want to grow relationships and network, you've got to get uncomfortable and get face to face with people. But if you like this conversation, don't go anywhere. We will be right back with more of the amazing Aaron Hunt here soon on The Bottom Line. Love what you're watching. Don't miss a moment of The Bottom Line or any of your Now Media programs that you enjoy live or on demand anytime, anywhere. Download the free Now Media TV app or Roku or iOS and enjoy instant access to our full lineup of bilingual programming in both English and Spanish. Prefer to listen on the go? Catch the podcast version of the show right on the Now Media TV website at www.nowmedia.tv. From business and breaking news to lifestyle, culture, and everything in between, Now Media TV is streaming 24/7, ready whenever you are. So now, we're getting right back to The Bottom Line with Mr. Aaron Hunt. And I absolutely love having Aaron on here. He's such an incredible networker. He's great with building relationships. He's a true leader through and through. And he has been a leader even for me within our networking group called BNI. And I want to dive right back into understanding where we can dig into the real value of networking, right? It's not as transaction. It's more of transformation. So, Aaron, what has been your biggest takeaway from being a part of a structured networking organization like BNI?
Man, it's really been life-changing for me, my business, my family. Honestly, don't know where I'd be without it. I do know that without a doubt, my business would not be nearly successful. And it gives me a lot of joy to be able to help other people grow their business as well. So I've always kind of been the guy that will recommend you to others if you take good care of me or my clients or my family. But it's great to be around other folks that reciprocate and are like-minded in that regard.
You know, it's great to hear that. But and you've been at BNI for how long now?
I've actually been in for right around 13 years or a little longer. So.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. So you've had a lot of experience and time to really understand the growth and advancement and opportunities through networking. And for you to be in it so long, it must be working, I'd say. So with all the different networking groups you've been a part of, what would you say is one of the biggest common denominators as far as being successful in a networking group?
Well, you want to have a team out there that's your marketing arm. You can't be everywhere at once. And if you have 20, 30, 40, 50 other people out there promoting you and speaking on your behalf, I mean, the odds are that you're going to you cast a much bigger net and be able to bring in more clients or customers. So that's been really important to me. And as I mentioned previously, it's fun to, for me to do as well, because I'm that marketing arm of someone else's business because I want to help others grow. And if you have that serve and growth mindset and helping others, it all comes back to you full circle. And that's really the philosophy that I've learned through networking.
And you highlighted my favorite of the core values of BNI itself, givers gain. It's that if you give without the expectation of receiving, it's kind of automatic. If you put your focus in helping those around you, growing their business, being their sales team, networking for them on their behalf, it just kind of comes back in full circle. So outside of just business, how has networking helped grow you as a professional, your confidence, your leadership, and your overall mentality in business?
Wow. Where do I start on that? It's definitely helped with all the above, the confidence and the growth. I used to be terrified of public speaking, and now it's really not a big deal at all because I'm used to it. So that part of it's been really helpful. I feel like I can also communicate better with my clients and hit the highlights of my business a little faster when maybe I only have a quick window to get that certain point across. And just getting the opportunity to serve others in various leadership roles kind of causes you to dig down deep and learn not to just be a good referral partner, but to step up and lead a group of other business owners and professionals. I've heard it described as a chief leading other chiefs. And so just being able to share those ideas sometimes make very difficult and necessary decisions. Helps you grow as a leader as well. So, I almost think that anybody that's running a business or looks to run a business or be in a management position would benefit greatly from serving in a networking organization, because it's very structured and it's very business minded and oriented, and requires some leadership to come out for sure.
Honestly, I couldn't agree with you more. I truly think pretty much anybody could benefit from being a part of an organization like this, not just being a part of it, but being in any kind of leadership role. Because truth is, with a networking group like this, no one's obligated to be there. Everyone has volunteered their time, their effort to be a part of this. So it's like you can't expect everyone to do everything out of obligation because they're not obligated to do so. So it's a challenge, but it's one that's powerful in the sense of you've got to learn how to best serve. And it always boils down to that servitude mindset. But I'm curious on your thoughts for this. What mindset shift should someone like, well, really, what mindset shift would you recommend for someone who thinks this networking thing just really isn't working for them?
Well, I would say first look in the mirror and ask yourself some questions. Are you giving? Are you putting in effort into developing the relationships? Are you helping grow the organization? And we keep talking about serving. Are you serving others? And if the answer to any or all of those is no, that might be the problem, starting with numero uno there in the mirror. So, as the founder of BNI, Dr. Ivan Meisner says, it's not net sit or net eat, it's network with a capital WORK. And he also says that the secret to success without hard work is still a secret. So like anything else in life or business, you get back what you first put into it.
Yeah, I all of our viewers, all of you watching, I recommend you grab a pen and a pad because that right there was pure gold. I think that kind of summarizes where a lot of people go wrong with this. And one thing, like you said, we keep going back to is servitude. It's too easy to self-serve rather than focus on serving others, because the only way it really works is that law of reciprocity. When you give, 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 don't focus on what you're getting. People want to pay that back. They want to do that automatically. And it's funny because Mr. Aaron here is typically the front runner of the organization we are in. He consistently is getting the best metrics, the best results, and truly embodying that giver's gain mentality where he is really serving his networking members. I get to see it firsthand and been blessed to be a part of it and to experience what that's like, because even as a business consultant, I still have a lot of things to learn. And networking has been the most vital tool in my arsenal for the success of my business. So it does lead me to question a few things. When is the right time to start focusing on objective-based networking? Is it before you start the business? Is it when you have the concept? Is it at some point in college maybe? What does that look like to you? When do you think the exposure is appropriate?
I think right now, you know, or yesterday even, to me, the biggest regret that I have about joining a networking organization is that I didn't do it sooner. And you mentioned college, you know, they don't really teach networking in college. So it's kind of a learned skill that you often learn later in life. I mean, maybe, you know, your parents get you involved with the groups as a younger person or adult. But really, it's something that I think is a learned skill. Some people are probably a little bit more, you know, better at it off the bat than others. But I know I had to learn it. I know that it was never really taught to me. So I'm very thankful to be in it. But whether you're haven't started a business yet, or you're about to start one, or you've been in it for several years, it's never too late. And I would recommend, you know, definitely getting into networking as soon as possible.
Yep. I wish I would have started way sooner, to be completely honest. It would have, the amount of growth and change that I've experienced over the years would have been amplified significantly. You know, and we can talk about networking, building relationships, but I'm curious, how has networking really helped you serve your clients? I know the network doesn't just serve you. Knowing Mr. Aaron Hunt, you utilize your network to serve your clients even better. How do you do that?
Absolutely. Well, you know, the great part about networking is you meet a lot of businesses and you're able to somewhat vet them. And once you get those go-to people that you've got in your contacts, in your phone, you know, what better way to serve your clients is to have an actual business owner's cell phone that you can call at a moment's notice when there's an emergency, or just, you know, in general to take care of your clients. And you know, that goes a long way, and it makes you look better as a professional because you've got a list of trusted contacts that you can use to help serve your clients. So not only are you helping other businesses grow and helping your clients, but it helps you look better as a business professional as well. So it's just a win-win situation all the way around.
It's a really powerful point. It really is. For me, if I were to step back, kind of take a look at it, I would think it allows me to serve my customers better, because even if I can't solve the problem, even if I don't provide the service you really need, I know somebody who does, and I've built a relationship. I trust them. I see they've got good results. And I believe if I connect you to them, you will be taken care of. And like you said, it kind of makes you more impactful, more important, and more able to serve your clients, because now you're not just the guy for this one thing. You're someone they can call when they need somebody for anything. So it makes you not just the solution in this area. It makes you the connector of people to solve problems, to get things done. And there's a lot of power in that. Someone once told me, your network is your net worth. And I could not agree with it more, especially now. So with this conversation going the way it's going, we have learned quite a bit about networking, building meaningful relationships, and kind of how that network can really impact your clients. Coming up in the next segment, I want to dig more into consistency with Mr. Aaron Hunt and how he has developed this impactful way of serving his clients. Don't go anywhere. We're going to be right back on the bottom. Love what you're watching. Don't miss a moment of The Bottom Line or any of your favorite Now Media TV shows, live or on demand, anytime, anywhere. Download the free Now Media TV app or on Roku or iOS and enjoy instant access to a full lineup of bilingual programming in English or Spanish. Prefer to listen on the go? Catch the podcast version of the show right on the Now Media TV website at www.nowmediatv.tv. .tv. From business and breaking news to lifestyle, culture, and everything in between, Now Media TV is streaming 24/7, ready whenever you are. We are back with the amazing Aaron Hunt. And we're still here and we're still talking about networking and growing relationships. But I really want to dive into something that is so underrated in the drive for success, and that is consistency. It's what builds credibility. And in a competitive market, credibility builds trust. Trust is everything. So Aaron, it's wonderful to still have you here with us. I'm looking forward to diving in, and I've been excited to ask these questions. So what does consistency look like in your day-to-day life as the exceptional realtor that you are?
Well, Ryan, I would say it's consistently inconsistent. If I could put it in those terms, that's pretty well describes it. I really try not to fill my day with things that are going to be unproductive. I like to stay flexible, available for my clients, because you never know when that perfect home is going to pop up for a buyer, or you're going to need a quick response on behalf of a seller. Sometimes you have to be able to drop something that you can get back to at a moment's notice to make a deal happen for your clients, so they don't miss out on an opportunity that's going to be life-changing for them. So I've negotiated deals from a bay boat, fishing with friends, or standing in line at Disney World with my kids. And it's just the nature of the business. If you want to be successful at it and take exceptional care of your clients, you kind of have to go that extra mile and just really be flexible and be willing to grind. But it's consistently inconsistent, if I can use that term.
It almost sounds like it's being consistent with your preparation to maneuver quickly, because life's unpredictable. Things happen, stuff changes, curveballs get thrown your way. You've got to be prepared to either dodge, duck, dip, dive, and dodge, as the old dodgeball movie would have it. But it's funny because I really agree with that. It's consistently inconsistent. Sometimes fires happen, things change, and you've got to be able to move quickly. But I think the consistency part is where you've put the work in, the experience is there, the dedication is there, so you're prepared to maneuver when the proverbial poop hits the fan, right? So how do you stay consistent when motivation is running low, or the market gets really, really tough? How do you stay consistent in your pursuit forward?
Well, that's a really good question, especially now. Because I've been doing this for about 22 years, and the last couple years have been some of the worst, transactionally in the real estate market last three decades. But you just try to keep the same worth ethic. I personally rely heavily on God to help get me through the good times and the not so good times. And one of the, verses that I try to consistently live by and recommend to other business owners is Malachi 3:10. And it regards tithing, or if you haven't heard that term, giving 10% back to God of what he's blessed us with, because everything we have comes from the Almighty anyway. So the verse Malachi 3:10 says, "Bring the whole tithe into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house." And this is the only time it says to test God. It says, "Test me in this, says the Lord Almighty, and see if I will not throw open the floodgates of heaven and pour out so much blessing that there will not be room enough to store it." And that's such a great, fulfilling way to live life. And it's really so true. And so that's, I fall back on that a lot. One of the other ones that keeps coming up, and it's a little harder for me to rely on sometimes, but I'm trying my best, is when Jesus is given the Sermon on the Mount, and he talks about not worrying, not being anxious. So in Matthew 6, I think it's 26 through 27, he talks about, look at the birds in the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not more valuable than they? Can any of you, by worrying, add a single day to your life? So, there's times in business, especially in sales, and anybody in the sales industry knows this, where the market's going to go up and down, and some of that's out of your control. But when you have the divine that has your back, and not everything's going to be perfect. But for me, that's a big part, is just, my faith and knowing that somebody bigger is behind me.
You know, I don't really know that better advice exists in all honesty there, because that's so true. And to be really, that's kind of how I try to look at it as well. When things get tough, stuff gets rough, you know, it's, to me, it's funny defining faith, right? Moving in faith is so, so important. Having faith when things get rough or the amounts get small, you know, the way that I like to define faith is to act in the belief of a guarantee, promise, or warranty. So if we know what is promised to us, we know what is guaranteed to us, we know what God intends for us and wants for us, we just got to act in faith of that promise. And for me, it has worked consistently over and over. And honestly, it's easier said than done. Sometimes it gets pretty dark and it's hard to see the path forward, but man, I couldn't agree with you more. Just having faith that it's going to work out, it's going to be okay. That's definitely one way to get through the tough times.
Yeah,
you I think it works pretty consistently.
You're putting your faith in something, and what better thing to, you know, to put it in than God and the Lord Jesus Christ. So this
has to lead into another big thing as well. What systems or habits have helped you show up reliably for your clients and your network?
Well, you know, kind of going back to B&I, and the second part of the question is that network. With B&I, the system's already there. It's regimented, it's goal oriented. And if you don't show up and you don't participate, you'll find your way out pretty quickly. And then kind of going to the habits part of the question, you know, as for my clients and building reliability, I think the main one is to not procrastinate. I take care of business quickly. There's lots of businesses and moving parts involved in a real estate transaction. And my goal is to just take care of my part as carefully and quickly as possible and get the ball back in someone else's court. So I'm not holding up the process on my end. So, you know, we talked about the inconsistency of sales in real estate, but just staying consistent with the grind and, you know, having that goal of taking care of things very quickly, but not, you know, not making mistakes or errors if possible too. So you want to be careful in that regard, but that's my thing is take care of stuff quickly, get it back in someone else's court. And my clients are usually satisfied with my efforts on that.
I've got to echo that in such a big way, because you hit something that is so important to me that I'm even writing a book on the concept and on this topic. It's get in the habit of taking action and not procrastinating. My goodness, that is one of the biggest killers in business, in life, in success of all kinds, whether it be financial, you know, as a spouse, a parent, business, doesn't matter. Procrastination is a killer. Take action. Get in the habit of taking action. Don't wait for things to be perfect. Progress over perfection. My goodness, I want to shout that from the rooftop. I'm so happy you brought that up, because that couldn't be more true. That's so crazy. And with that being such a important thing to talk about, I've got to ask, where can our audience find you? Because after this, I mean, you and I already know, next time I have anything that I need done as far as getting a house or finding a place, selling my place, you're the person I'm talking to. But where can our viewers find you?
No, I appreciate that, Ryan. One of the first places you go is the Hunt Realty on Facebook. If you're on Facebook, you'll see this nice shiny bald head here. So it's not hard to miss if there's any other Hunt Realties out there. But my website is HAR, that stands for Houston Association Realtors, HAR.com/A, M is in man, and then my last name, Hunt. And that's my website. So all my contact information's on there. And I would love an opportunity to connect.
It's so incredible to know somebody who's been in this business for so long and has managed to maintain such an incredible rating. My goodness, nowadays people find anything and everything to be upset about. So the fact that you're able to maintain such an incredible reputation with consistently satisfied clients is beyond outstanding. I've been in the business of consulting for a while. I've seen a lot of reputations hurt, a lot of reputations damaged, all from one bad review. And it's pretty easy nowadays to get a bad review. One mistake can cause a pretty big hiccup. And for you, to have the reputation you have and the results that you've gained over these years, it spells you're doing something right. So
no, I appreciate that. And you know, the thing with the surveys and the ratings that you're talking about on that website, if you want to participate in that survey program, you have to send a survey to every single client. They monitor, there's no duplicate email addresses. So despite my last name, Hunt, you know, you can't go in for the kill. You know, I'm probably more of a farmer when it comes to business than a hunter, because you know, you have to take care of that one client, and then that builds and builds into to other clients and repeat business. So that would be my recommendation, as well as, you know, you're in it for the long term. So you got to take care of that one person and build it one client at a time. And that's what I've done over the years.
Aaron, it has been such a pleasure to have you on the show today. And the honor is truly mine. You're an incredible guest with great insights. And I truly look forward to maintaining this relationship. So if you've enjoyed this episode and you've loved learning from Mr. Aaron Hunt, don't go anywhere. We've got one more segment where I put everything together and share my thoughts. We'll be right back on The Bottom Line. Loving what you're watching? Don't miss a moment of The Bottom Line or any of your favorite Now Media TV shows, live or on demand, anytime, anywhere. Download the free Now Media TV app on Roku or iOS and enjoy instant access to a lineup of bilingual programming in both English and Spanish. Prefer to listen on the go? Catch the podcast version of the show right on the Now Media TV website at www.nowmedia.tv. From business and breaking news to lifestyle, culture, and everything in between, Now Media TV is streaming 24/7, ready whenever you are. We had an incredible few segments with Mr. Aaron Hunt. I like covering networking, relationships, consistency, and some of the disciplines these unique individuals have developed to be successful. There's so much experience out there that, if shared correctly, can help you and others jump 10, 20, 30 years of experience and trial and error. The whole point is to share that experience and knowledge so that others may benefit and avoid the problems you've had to encounter. So as we wrap up today's conversation with Aaron, one thing is clear: relationships beat algorithms, and trust outperforms tactics. If you want to win in business, don't chase people, serve them. Don't pitch, connect. The people who show up consistently, contribute selflessly, and build trust authentically will always stand out. Networking is not about what you can get, it's what you can give. And this topic to me is such an important thing to cover. Coming from my background in manufacturing and working with very large corporations and businesses alike, one thing I've learned is it can very quickly become selfish. We can become selfish. Our teammates can become selfish. We get into a position where we feel we're competing with those around us. You see, I put networking and working in a corporation, a business with people, kind of all in the same category. When I work with a team, whether they're my team or a team I'm hired to help, I treat it the same way. You've got to build genuine connections. And it's not about what they can give to you. It's about what you can give to them. See, I believe in the law of reciprocity. I believe in the teachings of a very important person in history that says, if you continually knock on the door of opportunity, it will be open to you. If you seek, you will find. If you sow in the spring, you'll reap in the fall. You see, it's all about give. When we focus on giving 100% without the expectation of receiving, the receiving is pretty automatic. It's really easy to say, but to have faith and to trust in that can be a little bit harder. You see, the best thing you can do is give it a try. Worst case scenario, you've helped somebody else out. And not everybody's gonna give back to you. It doesn't happen that way. But what happens is you start to form new disciplines, beliefs, and characteristics that allow you to serve those around you consistently, building your professional image, building your image as a person, building the trust, credibility, relationship, and authority you carry with you. in day-to-day operations, business relationships, networking all together. So developing a habit, a discipline in giving, focus on servitude, giving to others, not receiving. In business especially, people are quick to identify those who are self-serving. We are all self-serving in some sort of way, but I like to frame this a little differently. Yes, we're here to make money. We're here to serve ourselves, ultimately, but we can do that through serving others. It's called enlightened self-interest. Not a new concept, but it might be new to some. It's everyone wins and no one loses. Helping you is me selfishly helping me, because I receive, number one, fulfillment from helping others. But number two, I believe that if I serve you with everything I've got, the universe, life will just give back to me abundantly more than I could ever ask, think, or imagine. So developing that habit, that discipline of giving over receiving will change your success. It's not overnight, but it will improve. I can guarantee it every time. Consistency compounds. Showing up weekly turns into trust over time. And that's a discipline of consistency, right? Consistency does a lot more for you than the surface will show. You see, showing up early for meetings consistently sets a tone for the type of person you are, and it sets an expectation for the people you deal with. Showing up prepared every time sets a different tone. It means the people that are meeting with you, they're going to want to show up more prepared because they know you are. You see, consistency helps in every way which possible. Big part of it is your credibility. Your credibility is the way people trust you. You see, people don't like to buy services or products from someone they don't know, like, and trust. Being consistent is a great way for people to trust you and like you. Now, they may not know you so well, but they're going to know a lot more about you because of the type of consistency you apply to everything you do. So when it comes to networking and building relationships, consistently showing up, consistently putting in that effort, like we talked about, giving over receiving. If you consistently do this over and over and over, that's where that law of reciprocity really, really starts to take hold. I have several people in my network that all they do is give. All they do is try to take care of. They've never asked for anything. They've connected me to powerful people. They've connected me to clients. And now on a day-to-day basis, all I can think about is how am I going to give back to them? Not because they're asking, but because I want to, because they've done so much for me. So let's lead into something a little bit different here. The best referrals come from relationships, not cold outreach. You see, a lot of businesses like myself, like Mr. Aaron, and so many others out there, a lot of professional services, really, cold calls, cold outreach, it's not very effective. You might get a few things here and there. You might get some leads, but a lead is not exactly the same thing as a referral. You see, when you're working on building a network and building relationships, you develop referral partners. People that know, like, and trust you want to refer you to people that they also know, like, and trust. It's a beautiful way to grow, scale your business, because now instead of having to spend all this money in marketing and sales and to spend all that time in cold calls and cold outreach altogether, you now have people that are passionately selling on your behalf, and it doesn't cost you anything except for some discipline in giving and consistency and showing up. You see, a lot of this, people might think, oh, it's not necessary. That's not really going to do it for you. Yeah, I can very openly, honestly say that's false. It's very, very clear. It works consistently. And I help businesses for a living. I help people for a living. One of my biggest, most important tools is growing my clients' networks. It's connecting them to my network and introducing them to different networks. You see, networks can provide opportunities, but truth is, opportunities don't matter if you don't have the discipline of giving and the consistency to execute and show up every time. It's a preparation. You've got to be prepared and have the right mentality to be able to execute. Now, long-term success is built on short-term sacrifices and daily disciplines. And I could cover this till I'm blue in the face, but the small, consistent disciplines you apply every day will move mountains. See, you can build a mountain one stone at a time. You just got to bring it consistently. You've got to move consistently. It's the same thing in life and business. Whether you're trying to be a better parent, show up consistently for your kids, consistently have the conversation, do the small things daily that make the difference. Be a better spouse, same thing. Be successful in business, same thing. Be disciplined. Put in the work. Do what's hard now so that life and business gets easy. But if you're doing what's easy, it's only going to get harder. That is a fact. That is the truth. Whether we like it or not, that's just how reality works. You see, and really, no one wins alone. No one wins alone. Build your circle and someone that you can really count on. You've got to be able to have people around you that you can believe in and trust will have your back when you fall, when you struggle, when you need that help. You see, one of the biggest problems I was dealing with early in my career was I felt it was my responsibility to handle the struggle alone. I thought that made me a strong leader. I thought that made me a strong father, a good husband, a good friend, and someone to be looked up to. I was very, very wrong. You see, the truth is we need community. We need others around us that can help us grow, evolve, progress, change. And it's up to you to find them. They're not just going to come knocking on your door wanting to be your best friend. No, you have to show up consistently and serve them to the best of your abilities. When you have a servant's heart, you find people that are genuine, authentic, and want to serve you as well. So develop that circle. Don't become lackadaisical and fall into a circle of people that don't really care for your success. Having Aaron on today was such a powerful thing. He was able to share a lot of his knowledge and experience in networking, connections, consistency, and some of his major points of being successful at what he does. And I cannot stress enough how important it really is to look at these things and actually pay attention to the impact they have. You see, success isn't given, it's earned. And the foundation of it all is trust, service, and the relationships you choose to nurture. Whether you're growing a business, expanding a network, or just trying to show up as your best self every day, remember, it's the consistency, the purpose-driven actions that actually move the needle. And speaking of purpose, you know, that's something that I want to continue to cover on this show, because we can never, never put enough focus into purpose, the foundation we stand on. So remember, success is not given. It's earned. And the odds might be stacked against you, but you can't outwork them. We will see you next time on The Bottom Line.